How did they come to Oklahoma?
They came from Chicago. Dad had a business there, and his partner burned him out. They had a fire. They had no insurance. This guy was a crook. And so Dad was broke. Well, one of Mother's older sisters, Aunt Norma, had come to Tulsa with her husband, Uncle Al, who was an accountant for Sinclair Oil Company. He was from back east, both of them from Ohio area. Inderrieden, another nice German name. Aunt Norma and Uncle Al kept telling Mother, and particularly Dad, Uncle Al would say, Bill, you might as well come out here since you lost everything in Chicago. Dad was always fascinated by the oil business anyway. So they moved here, lived with Aunt Norma and Uncle Al for about 6 months while they got settled in, and Dad became a manufacturer's rep. He handled industrial chemicals for a company back in New Jersey. He had part of Tulsa Paper Company here and had his office down there where now the Zero Art. When I go down there, I see the old faded sign over the building, the Tulsa Paper Company. My dad's office was right there. I used to go down there on Saturdays to help him unload paper and sweep floors, etc. But anyway, that's how they ended up in Tulsa, and he loved it. Here was a boy from Eddystone, Pennsylvania, and he became an Oklahoma cowboy. He had the boots, he had a Stetson, and when his customers or people would come to visit from back east, he'd meet him down at the train, down the old Union Station, and he'd hire this friend of his who was part Indian. He'd get him dressed up like an Indian warrior. When the train would be pulling in, we're standing back there, and my mother was just having a fit. He would tell his buddies, okay, take off. Dad would have his two six-shooters with blanks, of course. Here's this train coming in, and these people sitting there looking out the window, and here goes this Indian by, and then here comes this cowboy. Bam, bam. That was my father. He was a character. That's why we called him Wild Bill. But he loved Tulsa. My mother never did. She called Oklahoma red clay. She was from this genteel area of Ohio and came out here in this Indian territory. We went to Christ King Parish, and we had missionary priests that came here. He says, we're still mission country. And it just bugged the hell out of her. But Dad just loved it.
Where did you live then, the first house you recollect in Tulsa?
First house was on 1832 East 16th Place. You remember Hanna Lumber Company here, down there on 3rd and Peoria? It was built by Mr. Hanna. Dad used to sell stuff to him, and he built our house. He built most of that street. It was a dead-end street. Now it's called a cul-de-sac, of course. It had a little island at the top of the street. But it was a neat area, and we were just about 4 blocks from St. John's. We all worked up there in the summertime. My oldest brother, who later became a doctor, worked there as an orderly and got involved with a hospital. My dad sold stuff to the hospital, and we used to be altar boys in the chapel. We'd finish our papers during the week, delivering our Tulsa World, and then we'd end up over at the chapel at St. John's as altar boys, because my dad insisted that we did this, and he did the collection for the nuns. We grew up around St. John's. My brother later became chief of the interns. And then he became chief of residency when he came back from medical school from St. Louis University in St. Louis. But anyway, he grew up around St. John's from the time he was a kid. He was going to continue where Uncle John left off.